Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Not Cantwell, it's Daryl.
And Mark.
Yes. The Cantwell situation. For those of you who are just tuning in and who are unaware of why Chris Cantwell is not on the air with us here on the night that he normally sits in with us, that deserves some explanation, and I want to do that. We're going to do that coming up here, but we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts first. Plus, there's news about the so-called USA Freedom Act. And generally, when the names of legislation have words like freedom and patriot and things
like
that,
time to watch out
in them, you should be very, very careful. And Daryl's going to tell us more about that coming up here in a few moments. Plus, apparently, Rand Paul is going ahead with this promised filibuster regarding the so-called Patriot Act. So all of that and more coming up here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's go first, though, to Daniel. He's in Houston, Texas. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey guys.
Hey, Daniel.
I'm calling. I'm a longtime fan.
Welcome. Thanks. Go ahead.
2 nights ago, y'all were talking about the school newspaper and freedom of speech and standing for the pledge and all that.
Yes.
And Mark said that freedom of speech is necessary for impolite things, and not for polite things. And Ron Paul has said similar in the past. And I'm not calling to argue with y'all because, like I said, I'm big fans. I'm also a big Cantwell fan, and I may have called too early prior to the explanation, but it seems that y'all kind of canned him for impolite speech.
Well, he hasn't been canned, so let's get that clarified. Chris Cantwell has been indefinitely suspended from Free Talk Live.
Right.
Yeah. And I would have liked to have had Chris to come on and explain himself about this, but I got a call this morning from Mark saying he was going to not be on the show if Chris Cantwell was going to be on the show, which made me realize there was probably some sort of very serious situation here that that had developed over this. And indeed, basically what was communicated to me was essentially that there were multiple listeners claiming they're going to, you know, pull their amps if Chris continued on the air. Of course, now we have people saying they're going to pull their amps because Chris is off the air.
The amps don't matter to me.
And further, there, you know, is obviously the specter of the possibility of this blowing up into to where, you know, radio stations start to have a problem and that kind of thing, Daniel. So that's where I was coming from, you know, this morning when I agreed with Mark to go ahead and put Chris on indefinite suspension over this.
So before anybody continues, I just want to give some insight into what freedom of speech actually means, because there are some people that think that freedom of speech means that it's freedom from people disagreeing with your speech or freedom to not have repercussions for your speech. What freedom of speech actually means is that you should not be arrested for things that you say.
Right.
It does not mean that private businesses cannot tell you to leave their business. It does not mean that a radio station is not allowed to say, we're not carrying you on our station anymore. I remember a couple of years ago when some NPR host got fired for something that they said. People were saying, but freedom of speech. And I'm like, wait a second. This guy's got a show on NPR. He got fired. Are they violating my freedom of speech because they're not hiring me to talk on their radio? And of course, nobody would say that, you know, me not being hired by NPR is a violation of freedom of speech.
Now, I don't know if we've made it clear yet. What happened was Chris Cantwell on his Twitter feed used the N-word. And obviously,
in multiple tweets.
Okay, I haven't read all the tweets. All I know is he called somebody who he was having an argument with, apparently, the N-word, and this person happened to be black. But either way, you know, when that word is used, everything else around it just doesn't matter.
And it's the nuclear option.
And I wish that wasn't the case. You know, I wish that, you know, there could be this explanation that Chris had when he was sitting out on my porch when this was going down last night. We were, you know, hanging out, and I expect he's going to be back on the porch hanging out tonight, too. That's my understanding. But, you know, he mentioned to me what had happened, and my reaction was sort of like, you know, the equivalent of a facepalm, like, oh, Chris, you know, what are you doing, man? And again, all the context doesn't matter to people who just hear that such and such said that word. And Chris could explain till he's blue in the face. I don't think Chris Cantwell is a racist.
No, I don't either.
I don't think that just because somebody says that word that they are a racist. But what it, unfortunately, and you know, this is the way it is, that particular word sets people off. And the explanations won't matter to anyone, generally. To many, many people, they won't matter. And so we had to do, you know, we had to take corrective action.
So I agree. And if I could say a couple things real quick.
Go ahead, Daniel.
I agree. That's a very poor choice of words, and it's never helpful or productive in a debate. Never, ever. I mean, it completely just obliterates it.
Well, he wasn't having a debate. It was just you're having a fight with Chris Cantwell.
Yeah, yeah.
He's gonna get nasty. He's gonna go for the lowest possible blow that he can go for. And from where he was coming from, for the character of Chris Cantwell, this post made sense for him. And, you know, he doesn't care about the consequences to him because he's got a fan base that will support him no matter, you know, what he says.
Yeah, absolutely.
In fact, they like it when things like this happen because, you
know, more people to hate on at that point.
Yeah. So I'm frustrated by it, Daniel. I love Chris Cantwell. I think he's a good person, truly. I truly believe that about him.
Cantwell in real life is not Cantwell on the Internet, and Cantwell in real life is pretty awesome, and I don't pay much attention to Cantwell on the Internet until he starts dropping, you know, N-bombs all over the place.
Yeah.
And that makes it very difficult on me.
I understand. I also want to make clear that I wasn't saying he has free speech on your show. He doesn't have free speech. It's your show. I agree there, too. There's so many things that y'all say, and I agree with most things. I have many arguments about cops and military, and people get offended about that, too. And there's people you talk to about the flag and about the military who will have a very similar reaction to if someone uses the N-word.
I'll give you that. And there's no doubt about it. You absolutely are right about that. In fact, we have lost radio stations because of our position about war in the past. That's absolutely true. But at least that's an intellectual position, and it's not just a slur.
Right. I'm very happy to take the stand that, you know, it's fine with me. I'll lose the station over, you know, defending veterans' rights to call into this show and say that, as more than one veteran has, that the military is nothing but a bunch of paid killers working for liars and thieves in Washington, D.C. I'm willing to take that stand because I can't rebut that statement. When Chris Cantwell chooses to argue with a guy on the Internet, like a man tweeted at him a few times on the Internet, and his response to those tweets wasn't
button on you there. You can't say that on the radio, Mark.
You can say that word on the radio.
Okay, I'm not going to let you say it on the radio.
Fine. All I'm doing is reporting the news.
Yeah.
When that's how you argue first off the bat, then you haven't made any kind of cogent points, and it's, you know, it's unacceptable. Then I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to have to deal with this situation. And in dealing with that situation, I'm like, okay, I call around to the consultants, I talk to people, I spent several hours this morning getting this all put together and deciding who's going to do what, and, you know, half of the recommendations were fire him. One of them was from our biggest consultant was fire him and don't tell him why. And the others were suspension. So I opted for suspension. This is the soft option. The other condition for suspension was you got to make an apology, Chris. Whatever that apology sounds like,
he's not going to do that.
And he said, no, he's not going to. So I'm not, at this point, like, my contention is that he's suspended. His contention is he's fired.
No, he's been saying he's suspended.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, like, I could see why people would say he's fired. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
He has said he's been suspended indefinitely, but I think most of us kind of figure what that means.
Okay.
Thanks for the call tonight, Daniel. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is here at 855-450-FREE. Did we do the right thing in suspending Chris Cantwell? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning. If you recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-399-1993. That's 1-800-399-1993. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Thank you.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We've got the news about the so-called USA Freedom Act on the way. But a lot of people obviously want to talk about the drama behind the scenes. It really wasn't behind the scenes, right? Like, this has been sort of out in the open all day long here today. If you've been on the internet, on social media at all, you knew this was coming. You knew this discussion was coming here tonight. And we're certainly going to take your calls about why Chris Cantwell is not sitting in our studio here tonight. It's great to have you here, Daryl. I mean, it's always nice having you on the show. Daryl's our normal Friday night co-host. But we're going to continue taking your calls and thoughts here in a moment. 855-450-FREE is our number, and Skype in at username lrn.fm.
Are you a real estate agent, broker, owner, or even an entrepreneur looking for Chinese investment? Did you know that Chinese investors spent $115 billion in real estate in countries like the U.S., Canada, U.K., and Australia last year? And they're expected to spend another $1.4 trillion in the next 10 years? Obviously, this represents a real opportunity for people that want to cash in. If you want to learn how to find and sell to Chinese buyers, there's just only one course available. It was created by an American, Paul Salo, who himself lived and sold real estate in China to the Chinese. He lived in Asia since Reagan was president and is now sharing decades of selling secrets to in a simple course that you can take online. No need to go anywhere. You can start studying today. Opt in to China Cash Buyers free mini course at ChinaCashBuyers.com and have a look at the quality and depth of the information he provides for free. I think you'll like it. Paul, the creator of China Cash Buyers, is a libertarian and, he listens to Free Talk Live. So if ideology matters to you, there's the go. He's the real deal. This course costs pennies. It took him decades of hard work to learn the lessons he teaches to you in a few hours. It doesn't matter if you're a newbie real estate agent who speaks no Chinese at all in an area where Chinese aren't even looking yet, or if you're a Chinese national fluent in Mandarin and in a hot area. The system works for all types of real estate agents to turn you into the go-to agent for high-value, wealthy Chinese buyers. Go to ChinaCashBuyers.com. Enter your email to get started. You can join the thousands of agents who've transformed their business and the future by selling to the highest value clients, or you can get left behind. It's your choice. Go to ChinaCashBuyers.com, enter your email, and get started. This is your one opportunity. He's only made a commitment for one ad, so look, don't expect me to remind you again later. ChinaCashBuyers.com.
All right, so Chris Cantwell is on an indefinite suspension due to a Twitter post that used the N-word that he made at some point yesterday. That is what we're discussing at the moment. We're actually going to continue with your calls and thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Thomas in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Thomas.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, Thomas, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in on this Cantwell thing. I think you guys made the right choice. I mean, free speech is one thing, but you guys are a private enterprise, and if someone says something that has a certain appearance in the public view, that reflects back on you guys. I mean, let's remember, you guys aren't the first to have to do this to Cantwell. I mean, Cop Block did it to him, Voice for Men, several other groups. So standing on principle is one thing, but, you know, I don't know what Cantwell is like in real life, so I'm not going to attack his character. I don't think that's right, but when you are a public persona, and Cantwell is one of these, I guess, celebritarians, if you want to use the term. And so when you have a public persona, that reflects everything you do on social media reflects you as a person. Even if he is, you know, a wonderful guy in person, you know, actions do have consequences. Free speech does not mean you're protected from consequences. Free speech means you're protected from government. And being libertarians means that we believe that ethics and morals should be applied to government, but also to people, even if those people are so-called heroes in the movement. I know of the one post someone wrote a couple very recently. It was called Burn Your Heroes, or you might something about how, you know, well-known libertarians in the movement that we should focus on principles rather than personalities, and to me, that's the important thing.
I tend to agree. I mean, obviously, the issue of notoriety is real, and you know, if you've got more notoriety, you're going to get more follows. This has no relationship to me, and like, this is Cantwell's Twitter account. He can do what he wants on it, but really, the fact is we know what happens when that word gets said. We've got Imus to look at, Dr. Laura.
Laura lost her entire radio career because she said the N-word.
Right.
I don't even think that Imus actually said the N-word.
He said heavy-headed hose.
Right. No, said something else that was construed to be racist.
And I don't think it was even him. It was somebody on his show.
It was somebody on the show, and then he repeated it immediately after. Yeah. I've heard the segment.
And I think that Anthony Cumia lost his gig on Opie and Anthony on satellite, not even on a radio station.
Thomas, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Look, I support the idea of free speech. And, of course, Chris Cantwell knows that there's no free speech on national radio, right? So he moderates himself when he comes into the studio, and he doesn't say the F word because he knows that if he does that more than a few times, we're going to have to say, you got to go.
And I've said that on the air.
Yeah.
I have, you know, like, I went off one time and had a big argument with Ian, and...
you'd have been fired anywhere else.
Probably. Yeah. But we suspended me as I...
That's right.
I suspended me as a result. It wasn't a very long suspension, but I showed, remorse relatively quickly. And that's, all I really proposed to do was suspend Cantwell for, a short period of time, considering he's only on once a week. And then, because he's only on once a week, it would sound like a longer period of time. And then he could write some kind of, remorseful little tweet or whatever
it is. But
he
doesn't have remorse. That's Chris Cantwell.
Yeah, he doesn't.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe I've heard him apologize once, but I don't think I have.
Well, he says, and I think rightly so, he says he doesn't apologize unless he absolutely means it.
I think he said he was sorry when he cursed on the air, because he did curse on the air once, and we had to dump him.
His apologies are meaningful to him, and so he's not going to step up and make an apology if he doesn't mean it, but what am I supposed to do in that circumstance?
Yeah.
I mean, all I've said at this point is that he's suspended until he can make an apology, or at least an apology is part of the suspension or whatever, and then there you go.
Let's go to Glenn in Philly. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Daryl, and Mark.
Yes. Hello, gentlemen. Yeah, pretty much agree with empathetic to everything you're saying about how this is being handled. I think you're doing a good job. However, I think this is actually a conspiracy by Cantwell himself. He himself knows that there's no such thing as bad press, so he's just trying to get his Andy Warhol 15 minutes of fame sooner rather than later,
All right, so I want to disagree with the statement of there's no such thing as bad press.
I
think that the people that take
that
position are akin to manure salesmen, because not only do they get you to take their crap, they get you to pay them money for it.
Right. I don't either. I was doing it because it's, frequently recurged. But I think this is kind of a tempest in the tea. This is like one of those topics where we all know what's really going on. And, but there are these societal prohibitions that are reminiscent of George Carlin's seven, words that you can't say, And we all know the words you can't say on the air and stuff. And like you
Glenn, thank you, man. I appreciate it. I see where you're coming from. We'll come back with more here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
The economy is teetering on the edge. Spending and taxes are at all-time highs. Average Americans are hanging on by their fingertips. Is the American dream dead? Can it be restored? Join us at Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds, in Las Vegas, July 8th through 11th, to hear the historic debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Plus, Senator Mike Lee, publisher Steve Forbes, billionaire Steve Wynn, and media mogul Glenn Beck tell us how America finds her way back. Discover the new American dream. Register today at freedomfest.com to find out. That's freedomfest.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. We'll find out about this so-called USA Freedom Act here in a little bit. That's the story that Daryl has to share. Your thoughts are certainly welcome on whatever's on your mind. A lot of people are talking online, at least in our circles, about Chris Cantwell and his indefinite suspension from these very airwaves, which I am not happy about it. I think Chris is a great talk show host. He has a lot of enthusiasm. He really loves to come here, and he's like one of our go-to guys for filling in, and it was not a choice that I would have liked to have made. We'll continue that discussion here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can protect yourself online by going to proxpn.com/FTL. It is a piece of software that you can download for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux, and it protects you by encrypting your internet connection, so your internet service provider won't know where you're going and what you're doing online anymore as soon as you start using ProXPN. Plus, anybody that might have been trying to sniff your Wi-Fi packets to maybe learn your credit card number or bank account info, you can stop them too, because encryption will stop that dead in its tracks. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go grab the software, get started for free right now, and then when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account for unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can connect to, you can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. You can use code FTL50 to get 50% off the price of their annual account, which, by the way, that locks your savings in for the lifetime of your account. So use FTL50 as your code When you get signed up over at proxpn.com/FTL, there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. So, once again, promo code FTL50 at proxpn.com/FTL. All right, let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Justin is in North Carolina. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Daryl, and Mark.
Hey, guys. I got to say, I was a little bit surprised to hear about Cantwell. You know, I like listening to him on your show, but even if I don't always agree with him. But I got to say, I really disagree with his choice of language, and I think that you guys acted appropriately. You know, a lot of people don't think about the kind of impact that words like that have, you know, words that have, in this case, centuries of oppression and hate and violence behind them. I wanted to
also point out that not just what you've said, because I'm, you know, I get that, but if an organization like Media Matters got a hold of this, they would have Free Talk Live off the air on most of its major affiliates within probably a couple of weeks. You know, the calls would be coming in and, whatever they wanted to do at that point. Because, you know, they, at that point, you have given them everything they need. And that's why Free Talk Live had to react in the way that it did.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear the explanation. I wanted to hear his explanation last night when he told me about it. And, you know, I don't agree with his tactics, but I could understand where he was coming from in what he did there. And I don't think Chris Cantwell is a racist.
No, I didn't.
But, you know, the average advertiser who hears about this from somebody who's complaining isn't going to care whether Chris Cantwell is a racist.
I guess I'll be advertising on another radio show or, you know, other place.
Yeah, there's a zillion other shows. Justin, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about, we had a little bit of a fight for liberty here in Lincoln County, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
We had a county commissioner that got all fired up and spouted off at the mouth and said that there wasn't going to be any prayers in Lincoln County, in Lincoln County public buildings, especially in, at government facilities, except for Christian prayers, as long as he had any say over it.
Oh, boy.
And then he continued by saying that he didn't want any Arab or Muslim to come in and tell him what to say and what to do.
Well, all right, sounds like it's time for a lawsuit.
Hold on. If there's not going to be any prayers other than Christian prayers, does that mean that there will not be any more prayers to the state?
You mean like the Pledge of Allegiance?
Prayer. Yeah, that's a prayer to the state.
Yeah.
Well, what I did, because I'm a Muslim and I'm liberty minded and I'm in media, I issued some press releases to try to calm people down and keep the lawsuits at bay, because I don't believe that questions of moral issues like this can be answered in litigation or legislation. And so what we did is myself, some agnostics, atheists, even a couple of pagan priests went in on Monday night to their regular meeting, and we let him have it in as polite a way as we possibly could, and told him that he had no right to dictate what religion is represented for invocations.
And now this is just one councilman. I just want to be clear.
Right, just one councilman. But
so they haven't passed any kind of ordinance or anything like that. This is just his opinion. This is what he would want to see happen.
Right. But
all right, you probably can't sue yet then.
One.
What's that?
On Monday night they did pass one.
What did they pass?
And well, they passed a policy regarding opening invocations before board meetings. And even though the text of it seems to be exclusive, because it says that the invocation, blah blah blah, religious leader within the county or leader or appointee of assembly that meets within the county. So a lot of people that are independent worshipers or people that are not part of a religious group or people like myself, Muslims don't number enough in a concentrated enough area in Lincoln County to form our own mosque. So we go outside the county to establish mosques.
Yeah, that's interesting. So it is essentially really only allowing the most established of religions to have the invocation at the council meeting. I'd say reach out. Would it be the ACLU that would want to litigate something like that?
ACLU, there's also the American Humanist Association. There's a couple others that I can't think of off the top of my head.
Sorry, Justin, what were you trying to say there?
Well, I'm just saying we fixed it. Or we think we fixed it because in the regulation, it says any assembly that periodically and regularly meets within the county for the purpose of worshiping or discussing their religious perspectives. So what we have done, myself, the Wiccan priest, and a couple other folks, we are in the process of forming an interfaith assembly that will meet regularly, and we'll appoint people to go to these board meetings and open invocations.
Okay, interesting. Well, let us know what happens with that. I'm interested to see how they try to bounce you back, like once you send a message to the city council saying, we've got ourselves an assembly and we'd like to have our crack at doing the invocation, and see if they bounce it back in your face and what their excuse is.
Oh, they probably will. They'll come up with something.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Justin, for the call, and good luck with that. Appreciate the info. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Chris Cantwell is on the line via Skype. Hello, Chris.
Good to be with you, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to have you in this form, I guess. What did you want to share here tonight?
So, I just sort of wanted to break down a couple of things. For one, I know a couple of people are calling in talking about freedom of speech. Freedom of speech is a complete nonsense argument. There's an article up on my website by the title of F the First Amendment, okay? I don't believe in freedom of speech. It's a property rights issue, and very clearly I understand that Free Talk Live has affiliates and advertisers to answer to, and I don't, I want people to understand that, there's no hard feelings here. I was very clear about this on my show, Radical Agenda, this evening, that this is not, this is not a personal problem. This is not a freedom of speech issue. This is a business problem, right? I understand that there's probably some disagreements with some of the things that I said, but that's fundamentally what this is, and I don't want, people to pull their amps or stop listening to Free Talk Live on my account. But I wanted to also just drop the what the reasoning behind this was is that the person who was addressing me was fundamentally not interested in having a reasonable conversation. People are sort of coming to me and saying, well, you use this. This is not an effective debating tactic. Well, clearly I wasn't trying to engage in a debate.
Right. That's what I said earlier. Chris was just, insulting this guy, and he's going to go for the lowest possible blow.
Right. I'm dismissing this person as utterly useless in a course of a conversation is exactly what I'm doing. He's calling me a sexist, and so I am dismissing him in the worst way possible. And, I'm not surprised.
And unfortunately, it was so bad. Hang on. I'll bring you back here in a moment. It was the worst way possible because now you're off the air, basically, as a co-host of Free Talk Live. And I, for one, enjoyed having you here. So we'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here, and we'll come back with more of Chris Cantwell. It's Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. 4610. Wall and Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us here on the air toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, Free Talk Live has already lost one Free Talk Live amplifier over telling Chris Cantwell that he is indefinitely suspended for using the N-word on his Twitter account. And he's actually on the line here. I'm going to bring him back on in just a moment. But I just saw this is the person who pulled their amp, Mark, Ricky. He posted in our amp forum. This, and I think it's the most relevant comment so far. He says, "I'll recant my statement on my respect for Mark after listening to him on air." He had said something about losing respect for you, so he's recanting that. However, he says, "I still disagree with the decision, and I think the context doesn't matter argument falls apart when Mark uses the same word on the air. You said it tonight, Mark, and while you didn't say it to a black man, as Chris apparently did on Twitter, that doesn't mean that it's any less offensive to the people who would be offended when it comes out of your mouth on the radio."
No, I mean, people that are looking, when somebody reports the usage of a word and you get upset about them reporting the usage, you're looking for something to be upset about.
If what? Wait, can you run that by me one more time?
I reported someone else using the term, right? Like, I am nominally, to some extent, a journalist, right? Like, I'm mostly a commentator, but we've broken some stories here on Free Talk Live. Certainly, Free Talk Live is part of the press. It is a journalist's job to report the truth. Mm-hmm. The truth is that is what Cantwell said. I simply said what was said. I reported it in the same way.
He gave an exact quote.
Yeah, I made a quote. There, if you, the listener, get upset about me giving an exact quote, consider that you can't handle the real life.
Mark, you don't understand then what I was just talking about a few moments ago. People aren't going to pay attention to what came before and after that. So all that has to happen is for somebody to clip out that clip. It's going to be in our archive tonight. All they have to do is clip out that clip of you saying, because I dumped it on the radio, but it's going to be in the MP3. They clip out the clip of you saying what Cantwell said, and now all of a sudden you said it when somebody calls into Media Matters or whoever they are. They call the advertisers up. Listen to what this guy said. You're advertising on his show. And then, maybe they'll give you the chance to explain. They won't.
Every time I've had the opportunity to talk to an advertiser, they have given me an opportunity to explain. Sometimes they listen, sometimes they don't.
Go ahead, Chris Cantwell. You're back with us here via Skype.
Good to be back, guys. And I think that Mark is on point, is that he's just making a quote of something, and that's a fundamentally different thing than throwing an epithet at someone. But of course, you know, if he's saying that the context doesn't matter, he has thus proven himself incorrect.
I'm not sure I'm saying the context doesn't matter. I'm saying that it is the nuclear option is what the terminology I've used. Ian has said it doesn't matter what comes before or what comes after.
I wish it mattered. I'm just saying there are a lot of people out there to whom it will not matter.
Those people, obviously, yeah, they're are out there, but I mean, yeah. I'd much rather explain my position than Cantwell's.
You know, my position here is fundamentally that the people that I'm having this conversation with are not interested in a conversation, right? I mean, they're coming after me. I've got a 2-hour-long show where I'm talking in pretty good detail about a particular issue, and this guy's calling me a sexist for talking about this issue, okay? And so he's coming at me saying, you're a sexist because you made this statement that I disagree with, and I'm going to respond to him with an utter dismissal, with a racial epithet. And the reason that I'm doing that is to point out sort of the absurdity of the conversation that we're having. Now, I understand that people are going to react negatively to that. That's sort of my thing, right? I mean, we've got this, there's a video clip on YouTube of me saying, just doing my job, where I'm on Free Talk Live saying, hey, you know, my job is to be in hot water, right? This is what I do. I am surprised that it has worked out for so long with Free Talk Live. As some other caller pointed out, I've been kicked off a number of other outlets. I always knew that there was going to come some time when the heat got too much.
But Chris, when you were kicked off of those other outlets, it was because of your ideas. They were uncomfortable with your ideas. And I'm fine with you coming on here and talking about your ideas. We'll have any conversation on Free Talk Live. At least, you know, I'm not familiar with you getting kicked off of every place you've been kicked off, but at the very least I know with CopBlock, it wasn't because you used the N-word in an insult and in the comments section or something like that. It just seems like a petty reason to sort of throw this down, this media relationship, if you will, down the hole. And it's not over necessarily for the completely foreseeable future. I hope that you can come to some level of an apology for this, but obviously we can't twist your arm into it because it wouldn't be a real apology if we did. But my point being, why not let your ideas offend people? You love to be offensive, and you're very, very good at it, and that's how you've built your brand. And, as you were pointing out on your podcast today, you're getting more downloads per episode than Free Talk Live gets.
Well, downloads on YouTube.
No, I think you talked about podcast downloads. You don't download from YouTube.
Between the two,
generally.
between podcast downloads and the YouTube videos, I am seeing more downloads per episode than Free Talk Live sees between the two venues.
You've okay. built a unique brand for yourself by doing this, and I don't want to position Free Talk Live as the greatest thing or the best media venue or anything like that. But I think you enjoyed your time on Free Talk Live, and I think that
I always showed up.
Yeah, right. You're very reliable. You're always here and excited, and came with show prep, and you were great. And so it seems like all that just got thrown away, not because of your ideas being offensive, but because you said something that just was so offensive to so many people that we couldn't do anything besides take some sort of evasive action. Was it worth it?
Well,
know you got Anthony Cumia to like you on Twitter or whatever, so it's a personal victory for you.
I don't know who that is.
But this is the guy from the Opie and Anthony show.
Ah, okay.
So, that's good. I'm glad that came out of it for you. But really, are you going to get that many more donations because of this? Are we going to even get any more donations? We're actually, so far, we're in the negative because of this. And so, I feel like everybody's lost on this one, Chris.
Well, here's the apology that I will make. I will apologize to Free Talk Live. I apologize to you, Ian, and to you, Mark, for putting you in this uncomfortable situation. That's something that I will genuinely apologize for, because I don't like making your guys' lives difficult. I'm not apologizing to some faceless general.
No, I wouldn't ask you. I wouldn't ask you to apologize to the person you were arguing with online. That doesn't make any sense. It's just an internet troll.
If you think that the word, if you think the word in in and of itself offensive, then you sort of have to apologize to Ian. You, if that's your position, then you sort of have to have an apology for using the word, right? I mean, for the very utterance of the word.
Well, no, I think I don't think that I have to have an apology for anything. Okay. What I'm willing to do is to say that I'm very sorry for putting you gentlemen in this position because you've been very good to me, and I don't feel comfortable making your lives any more difficult. I am not fundamentally sorry about what I said or who I said it to because I'm issuing a harsh dismissal of a person who's fundamentally not interested in having a serious conversation. Listen to me. My entire complaint with all of these social justice warriors is that they are not having a serious conversation. What they are treating it like is that when I say something about a particular demographic issue, that this is inherently a racist and sexist and terrible thing of me to say. And that's completely ridiculous. I'm talking about very real stuff, and people are dismissing it as racist and sexist. So if that's the way that you perceive me for trying to address an issue where I'm willing to talk about it for 2 hours straight and take calls that anybody can bring up any contrary point that they like, where I have an open forum on my website that anybody can comment, if these people are just going to dismiss me with stupid little words like racist, sexist, and bigot, well, then let's just communicate that way. I'll just call you an N-word, and you can just call me a racist, and that's really the conversation that we're having. And I think that's eminently reasonable, frankly. But
right,
I understand that it makes things very difficult for you guys, and for that I am regretful.
So, Chris, I just want to play devil's advocate here for a second. I can understand the first usage in, like, a heat-of-the-moment sort of thing. But what about the second and third usage of the N-word on Twitter that you had?
Well, because people are upset about it, so why would I stop upsetting them? I mean, I said something to upset people, why don't I just keep upsetting them, right? I mean,
right, you're using it for the sake of using it, because it's upsetting people, and it just seems like a high price to pay. Obviously, you're willing to pay it, but it seems like a high price to pay. I felt like this was a good platform for you, Chris.
I think it's, what he's showing himself to be is an internet phenomenon, right? Yeah. And that's, no doubt about it, but... You know, internet phenomenons aren't necessarily cut out for radio if that's going to be the
way it goes. I think Chris Cantwell's totally cut out for radio, except he made a bad choice in this particular case. I mean, you could have used the C word on this guy, and it would have been no big deal, right? Like, almost any other insult you could have thrown out at this guy, and it would have just breezed right past it. Oh, that's just Cantwell being Cantwell. But this time, you know, something had to be done, and I'm sorry that I had to do it. I wish I didn't, and I wish, you know, I don't know. What else can we do?
There's nothing to do. I mean, look let the thing glow over and we'll see what happens. I'll see you after the show. Good night.
All right. More coming up here in moments. Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here. The USA Freedom Act. We'll talk about that on the way. Plus, your calls and thoughts. We got people on the line who don't want to talk about Cantwell, but you can still talk about him, too, if you want. 855-450-FREE. Hour 2's on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.